Refugees continue to pour into Europe, according to the Pew Research Center. Between July 2015 and May 2016, over a million people sought European asylum from war-torn countries like Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Despite widespread resistance in some countries, Germany has taken in over 300,000 refugees, while more than 100,000 have been resettled in Sweden. Austria is a nation of just 8.5 million people and has welcomed 90,000 immigrants last year and 37,500 this year. Michael Giggle is director of the Austrian Tourist Office in New York, and he joins me now. These are amazing numbers for Austria, a small country accepting so many refugees. Apparently, the percentage of immigrants in Austria right now is 18%.
Yeah, Austria has a long tradition historically as a multi-ethnic nation. So in that sense, it's no surprise. And I guess our geographic location just, put us in a certain situation that we're trying to do our best in.
What accounts for the lack of political outrage and concern over these influxes of refugees?
Well, I would say, like any country that's facing a situation like this, there is challenge, and there are political challenges, and there are logistical challenges. But I think the situation actually in Austria is rather normal. If travelers go there right now, they probably wouldn't even notice anything different than they would have, noticed a couple of years ago. There are obviously some changes the way we travel across borders within Europe nowadays. Schengen Agreement sort of being not halted per se, but border checks have been reintroduced within certain parts of Europe just to make sure the situation is handled well. But other than that, it's a very, pleasant situation in most ways. And I think travelers that, either come from Austria and travel some places, or travelers, let's say, from the United States traveling to Austria would for the most part not even notice any changes.
Has travel been different for Austrians? Are they staying put this summer? Are they not traveling as much as they might have in the past?
Austrians love to travel. What we have seen, a slight uptick in Austrians that stay within the country. That's historically been a strong factor for Austria. People living in Vienna want to go out to the mountains. They want to go out to the beautiful lakes and enjoy the countryside. We have seen an increase of about 4% of the Austrians in the summer season now staying within the country. But that is not a number that is extremely unusual. We've also seen an uptick still for the first half of this year for another 3% from the United States.
Where have immigrants been settling? Has it been in urban centers? Has it been in particular enclaves?
Mostly we're talking people that are seeking asylum. So they are being processed, being settled, first of all, throughout the process of their asylum application. And it's really happening throughout the country, both in big cities, but also in small communities. They are really, in essence, being spread around the country. So in order to lessen the impact of any one individual community and allow for, the best possible integration once the asylum process has been handled.
Is there more of a sense of an Arabic community inside Austria that you would notice?
I think visually, when you travel Vienna, you travel on the subway, you may notice visually a little bit more, yes. But as I said, as a country that's always had a very strong multi-ethnic population, it's not something that I would find highly unusual, no.
But falafel and hummus are more available now than before.
They are, but I would still try the Wiener Schnitzel first.
I see, very devoted to national cuisine. Is there an economic issue with assimilating these refugees that is seen as a burden borne by the Austrian economy?
Yeah, there are challenges, clearly. I mean, when you have to integrate people in a country, sets of rules have to be followed and certain work permit issues and those kind of things. It's not an easy process per se. It's not my area of expertise per se, and I think the country is handling it quite well from what we can see, living here, but also traveling back to Austria several times a year. The number you mentioned earlier, 90,000 asylum seekers that we accepted last year, if you would relate that to the American population, that would be something like 3 million asylum seekers in the United States. So that's a pretty solid number that you have to deal with in a humane and smart way.
Why not the rise of nationalist political tendencies in Austria, as there have been in Germany and Denmark and in France particularly?
I think in general, you know, my take, and I think to a very large extent that's hopefully true. I think we have learned from our own history. I think many, many thousands of Austrians were extremely helpful last year when the situation was much less organized than it is this year. This year, really, it's not the sort of situation where we were overwhelmed on certain days, really, on the borders. This doesn't seem to be the case this year. It's much more organized. And a lot of it has to do with the agreement that the EU has struck with Turkey and just the sheer number of refugees coming across on a daily basis is much, much smaller than it was last year.
Michael Giegel is director for the Austrian Tourist Office right here in New York City. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.